Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org on Zoom, pre-recorded. So usually the show's live, Project Independence and You is live and not recorded, but now we're doing it from our homes because of the COVID crisis. Most of the town's closed, though all the essential services are open. I believe that the tax office and the clerk's office have been open the whole time. 311 has been open continuously. 7 days a week. In the beginning, I don't know if they were open on the weekends, but that just lasted maybe one weekend.
It was like literally a weekend. And that's what, you know, I was trying to get earlier too, because with all these, there's so much movement and changing and everyone's got to kind of be flexible to kind of get in the groove with this. But the building department is offering remote services. So any kind of permits, and there's a whole list of right. different stuff they're able to do. So that was just release. So what's really great is that you just got to call 311 or 869-6311 to be connected to all these services. And just while I've been working, you know, we were talking last week about different, you know, getting different PI kind of programming virtually. So we have a men's social discussion group that usually meets at Parkville Library on Fridays. And then we have just a regular social discussion group that meets on Thursdays. So I spoke to the two social workers who facilitate these groups. They spoke to their members, and majority of them are very interested in doing a Zoom kind of social group. So hopefully those will actually pick up either the end of this week or next week starting. So that's great. So those are two new virtual kind of programs that we're going to do, which is great. So that's hot off the presses, guys.
It's great. That's great. And, you know, we've been doing with Project Independence too. The advisory boards are now on Zoom.
Yeah, I think we did. We're all done, right? This was the
first. Like last week we had Washington. New Hyde Park.
We had New Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first one, they've been going pretty well. We've been having, I would say, a range between 20 to 35 people on each meeting. And some people can call in. So if you don't have a computer or a smartphone, you can just call in, and that's working really well. It's great. And we also had the Project Independence book club met, and I was part of that, so I did read a book actually, and that went really well. And I mean, it was so nice, and it was kind of like even intimate a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. you're especially depending on the book and the issues in the book. And, you know, you get to really get to know people in a different way because you're talking to them and you're at a different comfort level, right? When you're home.
Right.
And so I'm looking out to the right and I may see my son, you know, in the kitchen. And
there's always some kind of movement in my house.
The stuff that's going on that you don't see, you know, and that's right. And the supervisor has been on every single advisory meeting. She's come to the book club. She's everywhere. So, you know, we're all on our best behavior as we always are. But she's really enjoying the contact. She really loves, to be part of
what's actually a perk, you know, we'll go on to what our first guest Nicole was saying about, you know, finding positives, because what's really great about this, even for the radio show, is that we were able to really, because like I said, we had to kind of cancel, everyone knows me, these things have been scheduled, you know, months upon months ago, but now being in this pandemic, we had to kind of redo everything because we wanted to have on things that were really timely to what was going on. But what was so great about this is that, you know, people are home, so they have no excuse not to say that they will do the Zoom.
Right. You can't say,
But we're able to get really great speakers that schedules are usually so busy, but since they're home, they're able to kind of block out some time to do the show. And I think that it's really, that's been a great part of this, is that, you know, it might be difficult them to get to the studio under normal circumstances, but this kind of medium that happened.
You mentioned our supervisor, and this is not a political show. We don't talk about politics And regardless of what party you're interested in, Judy Bosworth is doing a tremendous job prior to COVID and during COVID. And I think the residents of North Hempstead are very fortunate, whether they know it or not. They really have good leadership.
I really have to agree. And one of the things that she's been great about, and everybody that works in the town, but she's really cool. I think one of the things that are happening is we're all, whether we like it or not, or know it or admit it, is we're living simpler. Things are a lot simpler at home now. You know, I have not cooked so much in my entire life. I am looking forward to a very large Pampered Chef order coming in. And I'm going to continue after this to cook and enjoy it. I'm really enjoying it too. Really enjoying my kids work. You know, my sons are enjoying it as well. And what we were talking about, one of the things that they're doing, that she's doing, is that we have now drive-ins coming back.
I love this. I love, and a lot of restaurants are actually doing it. So that I've, you know, because I get all these different emails. Apparently, they know I'm like a sucker for it. So all these restaurants are really kind of bringing that back too, which I think is, and the drive-in movies. So the first one booked up so fast.
Right.
So now they're doing Frozen 2. Is going to be May 31st at 9 p.m. at Clingy Martin Park. And I looked before; it looks like there are still some slots available for that, but they're also, you know, so they're trying to kind of have them at Clingy Martin Park, North Hempstead Beach Park.
Yeah.
All different facilities they're really trying to do. And it's nice, you know. I remember I was saying, like, when I was a little girl, the only drive movie I got to go to was Dick Tracy. My parents took me, I remember when it was still there, and it was so exciting then, because it's kind of just like a cool little throwback. I told my best friend, Amanda, I was like, you know, we should just kick it back to Greece. Just put on like some jackets. We could have like a whole crew. I was like, let's make this like a thing.
Right. Well, yeah.
So I definitely think that's really
that concept of just driving in somewhere.
Absolutely. So that's really cool. The beaches are now all open at 50% capacity. Obviously, social distancing rules apply, and wearing a mask when you can't, obviously, social distance.
The passive, they're calling that passive use.
Yeah, so it's, but just so everyone knows, North Hempstead Beach is only North Hempstead residents. There are also no fees for anyone.
That drive-in concept, by the way, my family is threatening to do it at our homes, having a drive-in movie theater.
I like it.
In the driveway or whatever, but... Yeah. We have a tradition with the family because I brainwashed most of them to be Jet fans. So every year we go to a Jet game with about 10 of us, one game. I used to have season tickets. But we're now saying that maybe since we can't go to the games, maybe we won't be able to. We're going to have our own drive-in Jet game.
That's a great idea.
No matter what the weather. And we'll set up a big screen. One of my son-in-laws is working on the idea of having a big screen outside, and we're going to go to the Jet game in somebody's backyard or the driveway or whatever, probably mine, but no. But the concept of getting together in a drive-in kind of atmosphere is kind of neat. One other one, friends of mine, my neighbor actually, with his family, went to Applebee's. We're not advertising for anybody, but they have this drive up, you know, drive or whatever they call it. And what he did was, I've done it a couple of times where you drive up, they put the food in your car. But what he's done is he took it a step further. They have a big parking lot. So he bought the food, and him and his wife and his two daughters actually did like a, what the hell's the right word? They had the meal right in the parking lot.
But
they were
like tailgating.
Tailgating. They were tailgating in Applebee's parking lot. Having their meal. So I think that kind of stuff is kind of like, you know, kind of adds.
You got to be creative, and you have to think outside the box. You know, me and Otto talk about this all the time off air. You know, there's really no excuse. There's you can't just say, oh, I can't see someone. There are creative ways to really even just drive by. And if there's someone in your family who is frail and elderly, You know, just you driving by and waving or you know, doing something, it really could make the difference in someone's life. And I feel like it's your responsibility, you know, as a family member or a friend or something, to really make that effort, you know, for, especially for a person who has, you know, difficulty, you know, going outside and stuff. So.
And isn't that simple? I mean, yeah.
I love all that. That's my favorite part about walking around the neighborhood too, are there's all these driveway like parties going on and everyone's really respectful. I'm impressed where everyone got these like happy birthday lawn signs.
Graduation, I
passed the this weekend, me and my brother going for a walk, and Amanda, his girlfriend, was with us, and we passed a 21st birthday party, which was getting a little rowdy. We were walking and it was like during the day and they were like, do you guys want to do shots? So we went the other way, needless to say. But it's really, you know, there are people, and it's, I actually have seen, cause I've been, you know, people are conscious of being far apart or having a mask on. So it's actually really interesting. And I feel like, you know, you have to kind of get creative because unfortunately, like, who would have thought we'd still be in this, you know? Obviously things are getting better and it's nice because you're feeling some kind of hope and and encouragement. But it's important to do. So get creative, think outside the box, you know?
Yeah.
That's really all you could do if you want to stay, you know, connected to people, so.
Right, or think simple.
Well, yep. You know, one of the good things that we have to look at is during this whole thing, the weather for the most part has been like 90% perfect. Yeah. We haven't had snowstorms. We haven't had, you know, 3, 4, 5 days of rain. The temperature's been right. It hasn't been too cold, too hot. That's been a good thing.
That's right. See, we're taking our first guest's advice about
finding the positive.
There you go.
And doing it. And it's really, it's important. The sun is shining. I like to look out my window as I stare at my rainbow in the background. So we have to have hope and things will get better. It's a tough time for everyone, but, you know, be there for your neighbors and your family and your friends and stuff, because I think it's all we can do, right? And it just makes the day go by a little faster and better. So I just quickly want to tell people, obviously next week I said we're going to have on some representatives from Tom DiNapoli's office. The following week, we're going to have on Eric Alexander, who's the director of Vision Long Island.
Yay.
And he's going to talk about small business survival. So that's important.
Oh, boy, 1 minute.
And then we're doing a mental health topic, which is important. The district attorney is going to be on. So we have a lot of great shows. You can listen to all of our shows on the website, Town North Hempstead website, if you miss it. So.
And thank you again. You know, this radio show thanks Christina and her brilliance with producing.
Thank you, Beck.
You're welcome. And Otto and Dan Cox and LIU for like pulling this all together. Everyone be safe, be well, and the show will air next week too. Take care, everybody.
Good job, Beck.